Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Taco Bell Trendelato. Ooh. I believe is how it's pronounced. Ooh. in Italy. Is that
que
correct?
Rico sabor. Yeah, I'm at this point. Italy's wearing off. I've lost power of my authentic accent, but I think it's gelato.
Gelato. And all right, so I mean, we might as well kick off with this story.
Yeah.
Anytime anything happens with Baja Blast, yeah. I get notified.
Same.
By Zeit Gang.
Shout out to the person who like tags both Jack and I on an Instagram DM for only Taco Bell things. I've gone through the history.
So consistent.
We've got a little group going.
So immediate. Anytime. And it's not just like Taco Bell news. It's also a meme that involves Taco Bell is going off. I know about that shit before you guys do. FYI.
Yeah.
Because of Zeit Gang.
Because of AI.
But anyways, full disclosure, you did travel to Italy. Like, your stated purpose was trying to find a Baja Blast flavored gelato.
Yes.
You thought it must exist just in the wild over there.
I did.
I was wrong. And behold, both lo and behold,
yes, shut up.
It came across the transom back here in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Baja Blast in gelato form coming to Taco Bell. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, but hey, it's here. Apparently right now you can only get it in Irvine. So if you're in Orange County, hit up. There's apparently like the one Taco Bell in the country is in Irvine that has it, and they're going to have it for like 2 weeks. But yeah. Then they say that is just before they roll it out across
nationwide.
The nation. Yeah. It's everything I needed it to become the most insufferable human on the planet.
It's got gelato. It's got the old country. It's got Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's got Baja Blast.
It's got Baja Blast.
You can do your Castellano with your Baja, with your just, you know, cue the music, please, Daniel. When I'm having a gelato, just looking at the sunset. I can only... Yeah, anyway.
What do we think that... I just got real high there, like Jiminy Glick. What do we think the...
Napa Low. What do we think the gelato
caffeine content? What do we think the gelato's caffeine content is going to be?
I don't know, because...
It's got to have some, right?
Is Baja Blast that caffeinated?
I believe so.
I mean, maybe it's just the
size of the Bajas that I blast are so large.
4.5 millis per ounce. So 15, a 12 ounce has 54 millis.
So a normal Mountain Dew has 72 per 20 ounce. And this bad boy's clocking in the 80s. So it's a little bit more. It's more sugar.
Shit.
It's more caloric. It's more caffeinated. They didn't name it lightly, Miles. They didn't.
I know. It's wild that I don't. I mean, I'm just caffeine insensitive, so I don't know why I'm like, I barely perceived that.
Oh, yeah.
But, damn.
No, it's, they said, we want to give you a rush on this one. We want you to feel the effervescence in your blood. We want you to feel the aquamarine entering your bloodstream.
Yeah, you know? That effervescence in your blood. That's actually your arteries constricting. But I love the way they just, yeah, just feel the blast. Well, good for them.
More and more, I feel myself becoming Norm MacDonald's impression of David Letterman as I age. that's who my personality is becoming.
You're going to start filing a... you just take a marker to make it like a fake gap in your front teeth. And like, are you
losing
doing something?
My mind.
He's like, yeah, I filed my teeth down to have that Letterman gap.
Let's talk about cars keeping tabs on us. This is a headline that went off. You ever get back to your car after doing a weird little fuck sesh and you feel like your car's judging you?
Yep.
It's not just your imagination.
Yep.
It's not just fact that they give cars faces. You know? You know how cars have faces? They
got, what do you mean? Like face in the front?
The grill. It has the two eyes for the lights and then like a little mouth sometimes.
Are you sundowning? What's happening?
You don't feel like cars have faces? Am I?
Oh, sure. I mean, like in the sense that the components
eyes,
of the front
the
of the
lights
car
are the eyes.
Right, right.
The
and
bones
the lights
are the
are
money.
Their eyes.
they do have, sometimes people give them little eyelashes.
Yeah. And mustaches,
they do
too.
Seem like they're judging me for being a nasty little pervert all the time. Am I alone? Everybody else feels that, right? No. I didn't know how to make sense of this headline. And I still don't quite understand it. But the headline is basically cars are keeping tabs on your sex life.
Yeah.
Kia and Nissan were both named and shamed. Kia explicitly states it collects information about your race or ethnicity, religious or philosophical beliefs, sexual orientation, sex life, and political opinions, while Nissan's fine print reveals it's keeping tabs on your sexual activity.
Yeah.
And then they also are willing to sell that information.
84%
in the data
the
mining business.
84% of the companies are selling them. So then
what?
Also...
That 56, mean Miles?
56% of them are saying we'll help the feds if they ask about it. Just so you know, we can hand it right over to the feds if they come knocking and wondering what you've been doing in your little car, trying to subvert democracy or something.
So here's my question: what feature of my car am I not taking advantage
that
of
that it knows you're
that
fucking
would allow it to have information about my sex life?
It knows based on the way you sit down on your seat.
Is that what it is? It's just like, man, he feels loose.
Wow, you are favoring one side. What happened?
His legs seem tired.
I think, no, apparently the way they, essentially, that it's happening is that, you know, it because we're connecting it with like our apps and shit like that, it's all just all of this information is being fed directly into it. So like, you know, you have connected services. In the car, you have an app that is like the car's app that you've probably downloaded, which then is like essentially the gateway to your phone info. Like it's like that's like the sort of back door to it. And then it can get even more information from like other apps that you can use using like CarPlay and shit like that, that go hand in hand with, again, like your movements. It'll be like, wow, this motherfucker drives real quick when he comes back from that nondescript motel, like on the edge of town type of thing. So I think what they're saying is like they're probably just trying to cover all their bases, because they're also saying they're going to infer things based on this data and then sell that too.
You need a trench coat and a pair of sunglasses and a derby cap for your trips to the motel. Is that what they're going to figure out?
Because then if you're part of like a, like your doctor's office is connected through an app and shit like that.
Yeah.
It means it can potentially have access to that shit and package it all up and then, you know, say this guy is dumb and horny and has high blood pressure. And
it's,
there you go.
It's fine. So this is a study by Mozilla. Mm-hmm. So Firefox, always a real one, you know? From the start, they were like, we're about privacy. And then they stopped being able to make like a good browser for a while there. I think still, I haven't used Firefox in a long time.
But I'm back on it.
So they did this study and then they're like, oh, you're surprised, you fucking idiot. Everything is spying on you constantly.
That's true.
If this comes as a shock, Mozilla says it really shouldn't. When we're saying that cars are computers on wheels, what we mean is they're packed with all the cameras, microphones, and internet connectivity necessary to bag a whole bunch of your personal data. So yeah, it's our fault for not recognizing that when they create a product with cameras, mm-hmm. that it would seem to know, it would seem like it makes sense for the product to have cameras to make it better at not killing us and other people. We should assume that those cameras and microphones are actually being used to spy on us, to sell our information.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what the fuck?
That's what it's all become. So, you know, just buy like an old Honda. You know what I mean? And just try and just work it out.
But
like
those
that.
Are less safe.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's one of those things where your only recourse too that they mention is you can sign this petition Mozilla's put together.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Or you can, in every case except Tesla, you can be like, hey, stop doing that. Hey, quit it. And granted, they'll probably like start doing it. Like, I'm sure they'll be like, we've just updated after you told us to quit it. And you have to ask us again to quit
right.
it or we will keep doing it. You can do that with everything. You can tell them to quit it on everything except Tesla, where it will like fucking break your car.
Is that true? Because it says that it's only these two car brands like that are in Europe, like Renault and Dacia, that actually say that as a driver, you have the right to have your personal data deleted. Yeah. Everyone else is like,
oh yeah, we're not going to delete it. We'll just stop.
We'll
looking,
just knock it off.
We'll just like, we'll like have our hand lightly over our eyes with a big dumb smile on our face.
But like that Ian
we hope that's cool with you.
Yeah. But like that Patrick Stewart episode of Extras, I've already seen everything. So it's too late. I've already seen it all. So it's just too late.
Wait, what is that scene?
Where he's talking about how he, like when he was playing Professor X, he's telling like Ricky Gervais's character how he had like this new like concept he had for Professor X. He's like, I recommended this scene where I'm in the locker room and I make all the ladies' clothes fall off and they're trying to put their clothes back on, but I've already seen everything. It's too late because that's what I use my power telekinesis for. And he's just like, what the fuck is this? Everything. And he's just like, every time he's like, or this other thing where I'm walking my dog in the park and my dog is going on the grass. And then this policewoman says, oh no, you can't have your dog on the grass. And then I make her clothes fall off and she's trying to cover herself up, but it's too late. I've already seen everything. Just goes over and over this concept of it's too late. I've already seen everything.
Jesus Christ. All right. Let's take. So it is too late. Your car has already seen everything, is what we're learning here today.
Or you can sign a petition.
Or you can move to Europe or Mexico, which might be a more attractive place to move.
I think so.
As we're about to explain after these messages.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about that ABC jingle. Mm-hmm. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Mm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. Mexico's Supreme Court just decriminalized abortion.
Yeah.
Ruled to federally decriminalize abortion on grounds that it is unconstitutional to do otherwise. Yeah.
It's wild. Can you imagine these words coming out of our Supreme Court? Because this is what the ruling was from the Supreme Court in Mexico, that the, quote, criminalization of abortion constitutes an act of gender-based violence and discrimination as it perpetuates the stereotype that women and people with the capacity to get pregnant can only freely exercise their sexuality to procreate and reinforces the gender role that imposes motherhood as a compulsory destiny.
Damn, son.
Where'd you find that tape?
Fucking bars.
Yeah,
Mexican
just
Supreme
spitting
Court.
Fucking hot fire.
True fire.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, coming at a time when the U.S. is moving in the other direction. When Roe was overturned, a lot of Americans were forced to travel to Mexico for abortions. So
yeah,
we're going to start seeing, you know, a lot of lines at the border going the other way.
They said there was a one in one of the border towns. They said, like, in the spring, they went from a quarter of their patients being from America and then to half, like, a few months later. Yeah. So it's been trending upward.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like also just, it's just interesting too. There's an analysis that was done like maybe like last year about like backsliding democracies. And, you know, the perspective here, they say,
oh,
quote,
how we do
curbs on women's rights tend to accelerate in backsliding democracies, a category that includes the United States, according to virtually every independent metric and watchdog. In more degraded democracies, the effect is more extreme. Around the globe, the rise of right-wing populism has been followed by extraordinary reductions in women's rights.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we're on, it
could
seems
it
like
be
we're
us,
on
Miles.
That. I don't know, honest. That's just like their opinion,
that's
man.
That's just like their opinion, man.
Your Honor, it's following
that's
it to a
just
T.
Like their opinion, man.
I'm sorry, you called me your my honor, but then you said man. All right, whatever. No further answers,
Your Honor. Just a real quick RIP to Danny Masterson, as in rot in prison, asshole.
Yeah, holy shit.
30 years
in prison to life
for multiple rapes.
Yeah. 30 years, I think, minimum.
30 years to life, like, baby.
Yeah, so we'll, that was a, I mean, man, that case went on. I feel like it
took a while.
That started when, like, in 6 years ago. I feel like in 2017.
Yeah.
Or 18. Well, was
helps
when
to have a giant, or not giant, but giant seeming religious organization covering your
that's, wow, euphemistic description. Religious org, yeah. Tax entity.
Tax entity.
Tax creature.
Mm-hmm. Religion-based, yeah. Tax entity.
Yes, exactly.
All right. The Fallon. The Fallon of it all, Miles. What about the Fallon of it all, though? There's a new article in Rolling Stone that basically, like, we've been hearing that Jimmy Fallon's, like, not the most stable of individuals, might have issues with booze. You know, I've been there, man. It's not easy. Totally awful to have issues with the booze. But this article, he seems very difficult to work for. And
yeah,
the whole institution seems like a true fucking nightmare.
It's a weird article because it's like, sounds like a bad place to work with like very sort of non-specific allegations. Like it sounds like he's erratic. He has mood swings. He goes off on people, but it feels like there's a lot more to it than like what even we're getting from this article. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. A quote from the article, Rolling Stone contacted more than 50 Tonight Show employees, past and present, during the reporting for this story. After reaching out to representatives for Fallon and NBC, Rolling Stone reached out to an additional 30 current and former staffers. While many of them praised Fallon's immense talent and comedic gifts, not a single one agreed to speak on the record or had positive things to say about working on The Tonight Show. Nor would any of the program's 9 showrunners since 2014 comment about the program's namesake on the record. They wouldn't even give statements of support, as is common in the entertainment industry.
Yeah. When they're pulling up the ladders like that, they're like, oh, yeah. I don't know him.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. 9 showrunners in 9 years, I think, also says a lot. Yeah.
But also, we're in a new environment. Maybe they recognize that it's a bad look to side with the boss over the workers, especially during a strike,
right,
when he was like on Maine being unsupportive. But then there's the NBC statement. Representatives for Fallon would not comment on the record for this story. In a statement, a spokesperson for NBC defended the program, but notably did not mention Fallon himself. We are incredibly proud of The Tonight Show, and providing a respectful working environment is a top priority. As in any workplace, we have had employees raise issues. Those have been investigated and action has been taken where appropriate. But it sounds like it sounds like there's weird HR shit where like people are like, this is a really hostile, unhealthy place to work. And then HR is like forwarding those complaints to the showrunner and talking shit in the email, forwarding it. So it's not like,
yeah,
you know, an isolated thing. It's just it seems like a real toxic, shitty environment.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, that seemed like it could be just sort of this generational change in production culture too, where they're like, yeah, we don't fucking do that anymore or stand for this kind of shit anymore. I hope that it's not worse than this just for the sake of the people involved. And it's just having to deal with a ego driven prick as the host. But there's also this other story about how like Jerry Seinfeld made him apologize to a cue card guy. Like, cause during like one of the episodes, he just went off on one of the people, the stagehands that was like, you know, like running the cue cards. And
yeah,
it got to a point where it said it was very awkward, quote. And Jerry was like, you should apologize to him, almost trying to make it a joke. It was one of the strangest moments ever. And so many people were there. So it's kind of hard to forget. And it did not make
Seinfeld
that.
Came. So there's an update to the story where Seinfeld came in and was like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
It was normal. We were just having a laugh. I was just teasing him because he's always the best.
I meant it in a funny way. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah. So no surprise Seinfeld sided with Jimmy. But I don't know. The specifics that we get are like people saying he seemed like he was drunk at work a few times to a lot of times. These two paragraphs, according to most employees who spoke to Rolling Stone, it's common knowledge behind the scenes that Fallon's temperament, mood, and treatment of staffers is erratic. These employees say they've witnessed Fallon snap at crew members, express irritation over the smallest of things, and berate and belittle staffers out of frustration. It was like, if Jimmy is in a bad mood, everyone's day is fucked.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels like, yeah, like that house you go to as a kid where like one of the parents is kind of a mess and you're like, let's not go inside today. And you're like, oh shit, all right.
People wouldn't joke around in the office and they wouldn't stand around and talk to each other. It was very much like, focus on whatever it is that you have to do because Jimmy's in a bad mood. And if he sees that, he might fly off. Like, it's just like, so, Holy shit. Having to like exist in a workplace like that, or yeah, like you said, in like a home life like that, like it just sounds like
where one person like kind of dictates the entire energetic flow of like a physical space is like, oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it sucks to have to be like, have fucking Jimmy Fallon go off on you. I've been like, listen here, motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whew. Terrible,
yeah, he's
terrible.
Like he like the stuff he says is just really, he's like, is there something wrong with you? Like one of the descriptions is like he keeps asking someone if everything's all right and if there's something wrong with them because he doesn't.
No, I'm just worried about
their joke.
I'm just worried about you. Are you okay? Are you good?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Fuck up my face.
All right, so cool guy. All right, well, those are some of the things that are trending.
Yeah.
On this Thursday afternoon, we are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. No. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.